OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the moon, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.
What's up, everybody out there in Radio Land? It's your man DJ Team, along with the A Team. I know it's been a minute being back on, but hey, we back. We gonna stay here. We ain't going nowhere. So hey, stay tuned and make sure you enjoy the show. Night Rider, drop that track.
Cause I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got them. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers. I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got 'em. 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 Hold up, I got a man. Pimp and strong as a spider man. Your boy Madman with a master plan. Take what I want, sacrifice what I can. Hold up, just stop it though. You live so much when I pop the four. Pop, 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 bodies on the floor. Get the shots while the gun's time to go. Leave it be hot when it's time to flow. Line them up, drop them like a domino. Me and these boys more comical. Funny little rappers, it's time to go. Your boy Madman, he bout to blow. Two red and black from the head to toe. Ask for the mountains and see it, bro. Pop, 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 they with it, bro. And it be serious, cause these haters be on him. I think they just mad because they ladies be on him. But don't be mad at me because man, he don't want him. I send him back to you, P.S. just don't flow him. I am just chilling and I wanna say trillion. Motherfucker million and motherfucker billion. I'm on this surface with one God given purpose. That's to conquer the land, cause bitch, I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got 'em. 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 Bitch, I'm your man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got 'em. 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 Still got 'em, ain't letting go. Haters get mad cause the funds low. Wanna try me, that's a no-no. Cause the 4-4, I let go. Better speed up your cash flow. Even if you got a black mask, folks. Put it out, cop back, blast, folks. Then I'ma rock, go dash, show. When I slurge, I splash, show. It'll pay like Steve Nash, show. Man, bought that cash, though. Cause being broke is like lasso. Throw money like a lasso. Bring back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring back, flip that, throw some more.
Bring it back, flip that, throw some more.
Got me back like a t-shirt. If you got a problem, see me first. I'll send your ass feet first. Bitch, I'm the man, take a turn for the worst. Leave you in the hospital with a nurse. I lay it up in that black hearse. I promise all this is more than a verse.
I promise all this is more than a verse.
Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man in this bitch. I got a plan in this bitch. Gotta shout it out so you understand in this bitch. Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got 'em. 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 Bitch, I'm the man. I got a plan for these suckers, I demand 100 grand from these suckers. Don't you worry, I got 'em. 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 We'll be right back.
Son of Man by Madman, you know what I'm saying? If you like that, if you just like that and want to comment, 718-664-6543, 18.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yo,
you already know the topic, man. We talking about this Iraq and Obama's reelection. You know what I'm saying? And look at the gas prices. When the last time one of y'all looked at the gas prices?
Looked at them today.
What the number read, you remember?
Like 363 gallons.
363.
Down there in
Athens. Yeah. Almost $4,
man. Yeah, I paid $4 for mine. Premium.
You know, they talking about that's going up. They supposed to go at like $5, man.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, like seriously,
and
man.
The rape is on that, bro.
Yeah, I hate
all them folk with the V8s.
I know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know they drank some gas, boy. Man, I don't know what's going on, man. I heard it's already near $5 over in Cali.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Yeah, man. Do you know they trying to say, you know, critics are saying that the gas prices are Obama's fault.
Really?
How y'all feel about that? Yeah, seriously.
I mean,
what you think about that, Tia?
I mean, he do run the country supposedly, so he need to get it right with the Iraqis.
Yeah, but man, you know, man, if people, oh man, some people say it's Obama, but then some people say it's the oil refinery plants. You know what I'm saying? You know, U.S. supposedly got oil that we ain't even tapped into yet.
Yeah.
You heard about that?
No, I ain't heard about that.
Yeah, we got oil, man. But you know what I'm saying? Our suppliers, man. The point is they could tap into it though. Cause I seen, man, they was talking about tapping into it, but they're like they can't do it, man. But they rather sit there and deal with Iraq, man, over there. They know they building them nuclear things, talking about that for, you know what I'm saying, power and energy and all that kind of stuff, man. That's not the source I think you want to trust personally to agree. And don't you know U.S., they believe that.
Yeah.
But it's Obama's fault. I say it's the government. I wouldn't say Obama as an individual.
Yeah, but you know, everybody go point fingers at Obama because he's the leader, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything will be his fault no matter what happens.
Yeah.
I got a solution for all of it, though, man.
What's that?
It should be a law passed where you can trade in your car and get a hybrid, you know, so we won't have no worries.
You'll plug that shit in. even them run off gas too, though.
Yeah, but they got them cars that, like, you know, when you stop at the light, it switch over.
Oh yeah, that
it all run off the battery and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that, man.
But can't nobody afford them.
Nah.
At least not the average folks. Us urban Americans.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
How I feel. If Obama,
man,
if you're listening, hey, pass that bill, sir, please.
Yeah, you know he's listening.
Obama, if you're listening, don't hold your head low. I don't feel it's your fault. This DJ team talking to you, I don't feel it's your fault. But at the same time, I do think there's some things that could be changed, though, man. I really do.
Of course.
hey, re-election for 2012. Guess who running for president?
Who?
Oh, there. Me. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. It ain't going to be me. Nah. But really, though.
Go ahead, gas.
You got my vote.
but nah, real talk, though, man. I'll just mess with y'all, man. I'll just mess with y'all about that right there, man. I wish I could run, though. I thought about it, man.
Yeah.
They got to get some votes.
Hey.
I can't even.
They say be careful what you wish for.
I know, right?
I don't even know if I vote for you on that.
I see you got two votes already, man.
Yeah.
A18.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, we got a caller, man.
Okay, okay.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Night.
They got me thirsty.
I bet Obama be on it.
Hello?
Hi, how y'all doing?
Yo. What's up?
What's up, sweet tea?
How are you?
I'm just calling in listening to the show.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I don't know
appreciate
what y'all
support.
Talking about, but I just want to call in and represent and say hey.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we talking about Obama's reelection for 2012 and these gas prices.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy, isn't
know, right?
it? It's like
how much the gas
my
is where you at, sweet tea?
Huh?
How much the gas is where you at?
The gas almost $4 towards this way.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like slit my wrist already. Yeah, I'm crazy,
you ain't pushing
too.
No V80s.
Huh?
You ain't pushing no V80s.
No. You pushing one of those?
Nah, I mean, I got one, but it's sitting down because of the gas price. I ain't cranking about 6 months. I can't afford to drive an OVA right now.
They said you
I went
said
got me a
four to,
cylinder.
You said people trying to blame it on the president?
Yeah, they trying to blame it on the president. They saying it's his fault that the gas price is up and that might plow his reelection for 2012.
Mm. Well, you know they got to blame somebody.
Yeah.
Look, why not the president, right?
Yeah, why not?
Get man in charge.
You know, there's a lot of things. I can't get my hair done like I want to now. You know,
oh,
nails
man.
Done. You know,
damn.
Can't take the kids nowhere. Money is real tight. What I tell people, my money is funny. And my change is strange right now.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, they're like, hey, sweet tea, what's up? You want to go? My money is funny, and my change is strange.
Be like, you want to go to? Nah, I got to do something. I got to go work, man. I got to do something. I'm busy, man. My week looking crazy for the next 6 months, man.
Okay, that's real. Oh, man, that's real
tough. Who you voting for, sweet tea?
I like President Obama. I want him to stay.
Okay.
I know I want him to stay, too. I think he deserves a second chance, man. Because, his plan ain't done. It ain't finished. That's why everything messed up right now.
And then, you know what? You know, a lot of people want to blame the president, but it was a lot of stuff going on before he became the president. He just came in
Thank
trying to
you.
Clean it
yeah.
up. And
yeah.
I would really, really like for him to be the president again because that'd be another history we could party about.
Yeah, true, true.
Another history that he made the president again. I mean, why not?
Yep.
You know, you know, I forgot his name, but one of the guys who's running for the president, he was saying that if he ran up on a I don't know if y'all heard him say this. I overheard somebody talking about it. He said if he be the president, he'd make gas prices go down to $2. I said, oh,
shit.
I said, if somebody believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he'll do it too, sweet tea, for about 2 weeks. Then it's going back up to 450. You know how it goes.
He was made too. He need to be the president.
Oh, but you know what? I don't even believe that. It'll be down for a week or two. I believe he's just trying to get his foot in the door, and once he get in there, it's on the crack.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they
That's
usually
it.
Say a lot of things to get their foot in the White House, and after they get in there, they sitting back eating on the T-bone steak, chilling.
Yeah.
They thought we made it. Okay, but I really, that's who I want to be the president again, President Obama.
Yep. That's what's up. I can dig it.
Yeah. So y'all keep up the good show, because I'll take over y'all's show because I'm a Mona Mouse. So I guess I'll go back on the sideline as a cheerleader and keep on listening.
I bet, man. Appreciate the support.
Don't forget, Sweet Tea, tell a friend and tell a friend to listen to the station, huh?
And you listen to my shows every other Tuesday.
Okay.
Definitely. Got you.
All right. Deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that call in, man. If anybody else out there want to share an opinion to the related topic, 718-664-6543. Tell us all about it. We want to know, man. We want to know. Yeah, don't feel afraid, man, to give a shout-out, too. If you just want to call in and shout-out, you know, if that's what it takes to get you to call in and get you to give some kind of opinion that you're entitled to, then do that. 718-664-6543. 18.
Yes, sir.
Yo. What it do, Picasso?
What's happening, man?
What's happening with you?
No, cooling.
How you feel like this? How you feel about this untapped oil we sitting on, man?
I mean, you know, everything got to do with money. So I mean, you don't got no job, better get one.
You better get off your ass and do something about it.
You know? Need more. If you need more hours, boy, you better, hey, do something, like real talk, man. But
yeah,
you know, I mean, I think it's, I mean, it's rough, man. That's life. You know what I'm saying? Once you hit this world, hey, ain't no coming back in the womb. You feel me?
Yeah, I see, bro. Hey, 18.
Yeah.
Hold on. We got a comment. We got somebody want to comment.
Okay.
You're open.
Hey, what's
up, guys? This is Carla B. How you doing?
All right.
I'm listening to your show and I can dig it. I could definitely dig it. I wanted to call in really quick and number one comment and say welcome back to the network. It definitely has not been the same without you guys, and you've brought back a lot of good stuff. You're talking about something that I definitely enjoy speaking about, and that's politics. And you're talking about gas prices and President Obama. I'll say that I did vote for Obama his first term. I don't plan on voting for him the second term, but I want to say this. It was funny because I was watching CNN the other day, and they were showing Obama back when he was going for his first, trying to be elected the first time, and he was talking about George Bush and gas prices and, you know, attacking George Bush just the same way as attacking him now. So in regards to gas prices, I would say that it doesn't matter what president in office, it's, you know, if the economy's bad, that's one thing that's going to trickle and go up. And it happened with President Bush, both of them. It happened at times with Clinton and almost every president before them. So what would I suggest to the White House and the different executive administrators and all that stuff to curb these things? Definitely tap into the other, you know, oil thingies, like you mentioned, that there's something untapped here. That would be great for them to be able to find that. And then use alternative sources, because we got solar panels, wind turbines, all kind of stuff that we could be using as alternative measures to oil. So I just wanted to throw that in there. I'm not an Obama hater or anything. I actually voted for him, like I said, the first term. My reason why I'm not voting from this term is just my own reasons, but he's definitely done some great things, but in regards to the gas prices, you know, it is what it is, and it has happened when the economy is bad, and we've been having the bad economy for quite some time now. So I just wanted to call in and say that, and then also give a plug to my show. Make sure you check out the E-Buzz on EOTM Radio Friday night at 7 o'clock. And y'all, thanks for having me.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
Check this. I got a comment on that. I know somebody that's in U.S. that they found an oil well in their – they put an oil well in their yard because they found oil in their front yard, and our gas went up since then. How you feel about that?
I would say give me the location to that, and I will be there when they're sleeping and pumping some of that stuff and trying to get that out. So just send me that information ASAP. But – I can see that happening if that's the case, because of course when there's, you know, when there is a low demand, when there is a low supply, of course the demand is high and the prices go up and all that stuff. So I can definitely see it happening. And if that is happening, please text me the information ASAP.
Definitely.
Thank God. Carla. Okay, peace. Yeah, I'm sorry.
How much is the gas prices where you at?
Okay, and I just I use premium for both my cars, and gas prices is I want to say it was like $4.78, and I was looking, I'm like, jeez, and I have to get premium, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, I just put $20 in today. That's it. That didn't really do much for me, but I'm like, let me just put 20 and play in the morning. It just went down 10 cents, but I may have to just come back to Atlanta and just find that place that, you know, you're going to tell me where the oil is, and we're going to do what we got to do.
So, and we'll do it, get to it. Dead.
That's what's up. Let's look for some oil in our backyard. That's what's up. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace out. Bro. Appreciate you calling in. If anybody else out there want to call in and share an opinion, you already know. I can't stress it enough. 718-664-6543. Let us know what you got to say. We want everybody to get on this topic. You know what I mean? I mean, 18, man. Yo, that's a true story, man. I really know somebody, man. I know somebody that knows somebody real good, put it that way, that's up north, up that way. And they actually found out, oh, well, man. But, seriously, man, the gas went up since then, man. But we're going to get back on that topic, man. You know what I'm saying? Right now, though, we're going to give people time to get their thoughts together, recollect everything. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and take this thing to commercial. Night Rider, take it away.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. Appreciate it, all y'all out there, man, that's calling in and listening, man. We get it, heads up, you know what I'm saying? I see y'all out there, man. I see y'all supporting us, man. And you know what I'm saying? If you ain't supporting us, you're supporting this topic. You know what I'm saying? But it's all G. We love it. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. You should post the last part of it.
Yeah.
They probably think, what the hell on him? What the hell he done? I kind of listen too hard. Nah, I just met with y'all, man. But yo, man, you know why? You know the real reason why the gas price is going up, y'all? You don't know the real reason why?
What's the real reason?
Because they saying the world will end 2012, and some of these dumbasses really believe that. So the government was like, well, since they believe that, we're going to run the gas price up on them.
They're going to take advantage
of it. Yeah, taking advantage of it, man. That's why I think. I don't think it's nobody's fault, but the damn government and these oil refinery plants and this all this hype about the world ending and all that, don't nobody know that, man. Read the good book, man. Don't nobody know that, man. But I ain't going to lie to you, though. It kind of had me a little startled when I heard it. I was like, oh, shit, bro. I look, shook up a little bit over there. I like, oh, damn.
You were doing some research.
Yeah, I had to Google that. Will the World, and it just stood in there for me. And I was like, oh, shit. hey, had me gone, boy. I was like, damn, what's going on, man? You know what I'm saying? But then I had to go to that trusted site, www.nasa.com.
Yeah.
And when I seen that, I felt a lot better, man. Now I'm like, okay, I can get off my ass this year and do something. I'm telling you, man. But down the world in it, man, we ain't here to discuss that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We ain't here to discuss. But shit, they got a lot to do with this gas prices, though. I'm telling you, man. Hey, but if you doubt me, or if you doubt that topic, or you know what I'm saying, if you feel different, go ahead, give us a call in, 718-664-6543. I want to hear it, man. I want to hear everything. I want to hear a rat at night. You know what I'm saying? When everybody sleep, I want to hear him. Nah, I want to hear that shit. Like, if I hear that shit, I'm good. I'm in the hell of my head, fucking rat. Yo.
Him a rat.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Iraq. And gas prices, that's what's up. Shit, they ain't coming down. I'm looking for them to come down every morning. Hey, I'm looking out the window right now of the station. Check this out. 375. That's what regular.
Regular, man. Regular.
Diesel, 425. Come on, man. Really?
No.
Sheesh. They must going to be shorting these roads up or something. Something got a gill, man. Hey, what y'all think about Gene Rich running, man, talking shit about Obama, saying that he doesn't deserve a second chance? And how y'all feel about that?
I think
he can go to hell.
Gasoline draws on.
Gasoline draws. And a cigarette.
Yeah, man. Tell you, man. But hey, I'm gonna put this out there for the fans though, right quick. You know what I'm saying? It's a little off topic, and I should have probably did when I first came in, but the hell would I do it? I won't. But check this out. We come back live and direct. You know what I'm saying? We do what we want these days. Check this out though. We've been gone for so long. You know what I'm saying? We all have our personal problems. This is Let's Face Reality. You facing it. But you know what I'm saying? I just recently just added a new addition to the family. You know what I'm saying? I got a little girl now. I go by Dariana. So that's where I've been at. The hell you been doing? Hey. But I'm back.
I've been
now.
Busting
back
my ass to get some cash to goddamn get some gas. You know what I'm saying?
To get some gas. Y'all know me. Y'all know me paying that damn child support off, bro. Hey, that's a government fault too, shit. They in charge of that shit, boy. I'm telling you, Picasso, man. I'm telling you, man. That's where it's at. That's why I blame the government, man. I truthfully, man, I feel like if the government shut down right now, personally, I feel like the only thing in the hurry is the money-making process. I don't feel like it'll do shit with the laws, man. That's why we got police then. Why the hell need the government then? That's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong.
I like Obama, man. He's creative. All right. Hey, check this out. He just dropped a campaign. Cool. In the campaign, the songs that he won't play, he released a mixtape, y'all. Cool. So I looked at the playlist. He got like Aretha Franklin on there.
Obama,
I mean, it ain't him on it. It's just some shit he put together to play at the campaign events, man.
Oh, okay.
Up there in the campaign, up in the White House, they playing damn Aretha Franklin and whatever. I think some LL was on there. It was some old hip hop shit was on there. Hey, come on. Yeah, I bet that's a first. That's a first. They throwing the first black president. That's the first rap music probably ever touched the damn White House.
Man, they say he the first.
All
black
that Clinton
president.
Money has, huh?
But I think Bill Clinton was, man.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
So.
Bill Clinton was the first one to bring. Bill Clinton probably the first one to get some head in the Oval Office. But you know, when Bill was around, though, them damn gas prices wasn't that bad.
I know. I, hey, You need to take it back.
He got fucked up at the Bush. Truthfully. Yeah, I'm serious, man. He laughing. TL laughing. I'm telling you. I'm telling you,
I see
you.
But you know, Bush daddy had something to do with it all along, man.
Yeah, Bush daddy fucked it up first. Ain't Clinton.
Yeah.
Bush daddy. The boys got money, man.
They keep it in the family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love Bush Jr. about to run for president soon, pal.
Yeah.
Third Bush. Yeah.
Shit. I ain't gonna say that. That's fucked up. I told they stop him before he can vote. Nah, I ain't gonna say. I don't wanna wish nothing bad upon nobody. But if they ever see a Bush running for president, they need to knock his ass out when he stand up again his speech. I won't say the word over that name, Bush. That shit retired.
He can't run no more, no way, can he?
Shit, I don't know, man. I know Obama's
going. He can't run no more.
Talk shit about it.
Now we're talking about Bush's president. Bush might have a little son or something.
All right, yeah. Son-in-law.
Damn, man.
If his daughter ain't gay. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that.
I tried to laugh, man. It was fucked up, man. Hey, you know, around Bush was president, though, man. Iraq was a big issue then, man. But what's really getting on my damn nerves is they actually believe that Iraq is building nuclear shit, you know what I'm saying, for actually supplying energy and power and shit like that. Nuclear spells one thing.
Disaster.
Boom. Dang.
Doom.
Dead. Doom.
Dead.
Shit. Hey,
yeah, boom.
I'm telling you, man, I wouldn't trust them there already, man. Now, if they was in the U.S., I might could fuck with them. But they was over there.
I don't know. You see what they did when they came to the U.S.
Hey, come over and fuck shit up there.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, man, I want to shout out, man, for everybody and anybody that lost somebody, man, in that 9/11 thing, man. I know it's been a while now, but like I said, you know, I blame down the Iraqis all day. I don't give a damn. Iraq, the Taliban over there, I don't give a damn. All of them. I think it's all messed up, man. I think it's messed up.
But the thing about them boys, man, they don't care about dying, bro.
Yeah, I know you'll blame yourself, oh shit.
You know, they were like the victims, man. They were like throwing them in the landfills, man.
Yeah.
By there on the news.
What happened?
Like the victims of 9/11, some of them, you know. Like the government, like they ain't burying them. They just threw their bodies in the landfill. And they just not found them, like, not too long ago.
For real?
Like, the family's mad, yeah.
Man.
Even like the people who were in the fight, you know what I mean? Like the people who was on that plane that they fought and brought it down.
Yeah.
They put them in the landfill with the plane.
That's,
they just drug them over there.
That's terrible.
Wow. That's why I said, man, mm-hmm. Shout out everybody who has ever lost somebody, man. And shout out to the ones over there that fight for freedom, man. Fight for our freedom, man. Because I think that means everything, man. Some people live for that, man.
They still fighting?
I'm saying that they was fighting, man. I ain't sure if he brought them home. I heard some shit about him bringing them home, but then, you know, I heard some shit where they were talking about needing some old truth. I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, man.
Man, I thought Osama was dead, man.
He dead. Yeah, they all did, but they still got fucking issues, man. That when you know you got an uncivilized fucking area, period. You can't kill one.
Yeah.
You can't kill one or two, three, four people and expect it to change. Shit.
Yeah,
man. They're going to put these people in line to step up and take your place, man. You got to kill all of them. Don't say that the wrong way, but yeah, you got to everybody's in charge of bum somebody.
Yeah.
Shit, hey, I know some. Yeah, hey, I talked to my buddy. And he in the army, or whatever. They told me they kill little kids and everything, man. If they got them.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend of mine who said, like, a little girl was coming up to him with a little bear, and he seemed like one of the troops shot her dead because they thought she had a bomb.
The dirty world, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They training them little kids over there to be suicide bombers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The crazy thing I heard that I think Osama bin Laden's daughter-in-law, whatever, the message he left his grandkids was get your information and go to America.
Damn.
I know, right?
I mean, get the education,
damn.
Yeah.
Shit, it's my ass. Blow some shit up. Well, hey, man. Yo, if anybody out there, anybody else want to call in and discuss topics or anything like that, especially on this, what we're talking about right now, the Iraq, you know, as far as us being focused on that right now, 718-664-6543. And we will get at you. Believe that.
Yes.
We will discuss it with you.
Yes.
So, you know, if you really feel like that's, you know, something you need to do, let's make it happen. But for right now, man, we're gonna go ahead and spin another joint, man. So, Knight Rider, take it away.
Yeah, Richie, that me?
It's the speaker knockers.
Obama, Richie Obama, shit, Obama, Richie. Obama got bad bitches, no Hondas. Bad bitch in my concert, same bitch in my condo. That extra money I get, pass that shit to my team Rondo. Y'all do it big and we jumbo. Sprite lean, my combo. It's the money, we eat my combo. Please don't act macho. That 45, my side hoe. Make an ass clap and it's bravo. Sayonara partner, won't see your ass tomorrow. I be polar down like I'm Vado, but I call the shot, I'm Capo. Swerving all in that Tahoe. Chiefin' like I'm Tonto. My next thought in this joint, my next bitch in this bottle. College girl, but she motto. Don't like to speak, but she swallow. In this pit, she hollow. Let my people hit, she ain't my hoe. Man, I do it bigger than these other people try to do. I'm the fucking truth, bitch. I wouldn't even lie to you. They tell me all the time. Richie, they ain't fly as you. Smash life, pass life. They can't get as high as you. R, you're a star. Star, going far. Far. Like a car, farther than you other hoes. Back and forth the other glows. Fly by a why? I guess we'll never know. I guess we'll never know. I guess we'll never know. And I ain't trying to find out either. Ho. Follow me on Twitter. Richie FBC. Keep this shit going just cause I feel like my daughter, my son with me right now. Back. Yeah.
Shout out, man. Richie Rodgers, man, for that chat right there, man. Salute. Keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. But
yeah.
Shit, hell, Richie Obama might make a better president than Barack Obama. Shit, I don't know. Judges? Hey, Madman.
Yo.
What the business is?
Same old, what it is.
How you feeling about that Richie Obama?
Go hard.
Go hard. That's what's up. Opinions. I want opinions on everything. I want opinion on the tracks we play. I want opinions on the way we do our thing. I want opinion on haters that's hating on Obama. Shit, I want it all. 718-664-6543.
Yeah, y'all.
Three, let us know. We want to know. I know you're
call
listening.
In.
I know you're listening. You know how I know you're listening? Because I can see you. So go ahead and call
numbers,
in. Pick up that
numbers
phone.
Numbers don't lie.
Nah, numbers don't lie, Charlie. I see you out there. Go ahead, call in. Let us know what's going good. Tell us more about the gas prices, something that we don't know. We know they up, shit. Tell us something else. You know, tell us kind of car you driving or something like that. Then we'll be like, damn. I'll be like, oh, shit, you got it made. I know how they do, so let us know, let us know, let us know. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about these gas prices. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I know you said you, huh?
Nah, go ahead.
You said you had some, you were telling me earlier you had some money in your sleeve. You want to let me know about this shit, man. What's good with it?
Oh, you said yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. My mind was gone for a quick second, man.
Yeah, man. You were telling me earlier, man, about this topic. You want to say you ain't said yet, man. Don't release
man.
That thing, man.
Oh, man. It was like, I forgot, man.
I forgot. Oh, shit.
I'll tell you this, though.
This
gas price so high, man, I picked up a hoe the other day, man. And I like, how much you charge? She told me the price or whatever. Oh, she was like, so where we going? What hotel we going? So I was like, back seat. I kept telling the back seat. So I drive a quarter mile down the road and pull in the little spot, secluded area. And she looking at me crazy. I'm like, well, what's wrong? You know what I'm saying? She's like, what the hotel is? I said, look, hoe, I told you the back seat. The gas price too goddamn high to be paying for gas and the hotel. Man, this is crazy.
Hey, sometimes you don't make no fun of the bad seat. Shit too expensive. Oh, shit. Scotzo. Yo. I did. How the gas price working out with that child support shit, man? You say you paying child support earlier today.
Man, that, boy, it's sad, bro.
Who you blaming on, man? You blaming on Obama or the government or you gotta be somebody blaming on, man.
Child support?
The child support, yeah. Shit, go home, point the finger at Obama, man. Everybody
on the baby mama.
I blame him.
Point that shit at Bush. It's Bush's fault. They say Bush brought the child. But that's all
man. They say so much shit about presidents, man, and people that's running up, man. Like, Gene Rich, I truthfully don't like Gene Rich, man. That's just my personal opinion. I know. But I feel like Gene Rich is a sellout, man. I think he just saying shit people want to hear, man. But at the same time, shit, that's what they all doing. So I can't even want to point fingers, man.
They got to come up with some kind of scheme.
They do something, shit. Ain't nobody else doing it. Ain't nobody doing nothing right. Everybody got shit all fucked up, and they blaming. Hell, man, who blame me? You want to blame somebody? I need some more haters. Shit. I already got a lot of them, but I could use some more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm on that Barack Obama status shit. You know what I'm saying? But Charlie seems like winning. What?
You're on that presidential level.
Yeah, the presidential status. Like Snoopy on them executives. Why you think college executives? Shit, he might run for president. I guarantee you, if Snoop ran for president, he'll fucking get it.
Hands down, yeah.
Hands down, he'll get it. He will get that shit. He'll be up in that money.
And you know what? He'll legalize marijuana everywhere.
Yeah, off the real. That's the first bill. Signed.
And it too.
No, you already know that, man. Yeah. He do that
crime
quick.
Rate will go down.
Yeah.
And then come back up. When people get high, go do stupid shit. Snoop, you got my vote. You got my vote, Snoop. You got my vote. Sorry, Obama. Sorry. Hey, I'm going to go vote for Romney, man.
Yeah.
For real.
I think he can do some things for us, man.
Dude said he can get it down to two, man.
Huh?
Didn't Romney say you get it down to $2? Or was it somebody else?
Shit, I can't remember. There ain't so much bullshit circulating right now, man. Shit getting deep around here, man. And I know I can't swim. Shit. Something better break soon, man. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Hey. It don't really matter who you vote for, man. They all gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
Same
man,
shit. That's why I ain't voting, man. I'm sorry. I ain't voting this year.
I don't never vote.
Yeah. I don't encourage other people to do that, but me, I'm not voting at all, man. I am my own.
I ain't voting either. Last time I tried to vote, you know what they told me? Somebody was talking to somebody, they told me, no matter who you vote for, it's going to get fucked up either way. You losing either way you go, so the hell with it.
Like somebody go get in there and work some magic, make all these problems go away.
Yeah, you can't erase it. Something.
Yeah. Take time.
Yeah. Our government is scribbled with permanent marker. You can't take it off, man. It's simple. And if you do find something to get it off with, guess what? You're not gonna fix every problem. You're gonna fix shit that don't matter. Hell, look, man. All this money circulating, the government making money. But every time I cut on my TV, they talking about fear starving kids from what? Hell, we broke because we paying gas prices. Shit, you making money, just send it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You making money. That's what I'm saying.
I'm busting my ass hard, waking up 3 in the goddamn morning, they finna burn that shit. Kind of shit.
Yeah, they
man.
Burning the money.
Yeah, man. Or that the Federal Reserve, like man. They get rid of that money.
Exactly. I got keys to
somebody
too.
Gotta do it. Yeah,
you don't
I'm
have
sure.
too much money running around.
You can't never have too much money. See, the thing is, when the government put that money out there, they put too much money out there. It won't be no struggle.
Nah, the thing is though, they put too much money out there. It ain't gonna help now. It's gonna make everything worse.
Yeah, it's they
ain't
gonna value gonna go.
You know, the prices gonna go up because you know everybody got money. People gonna have to make more money. Then gas yeah. prices be $10.
Hey, look at you still can't be no more further than it already is.
Yeah.
Gas prices will still rise, though, I promise you. Wars are happening.
Yeah.
Shit. But that's my I just buy you off. Let me just give you away and get your little people and get the hell on.
No,
I don't wanna fight, I wanna raise the gas prices. Shit. $50 a gallon. Man, that shit really do hit like $5 or $6 a gallon, man. I know one thing I'm gonna do this year. 2012. I came in 2012, man, with an attitude like, yeah, I'm gonna make something happen. It's 2012. Man, I'm about to do so much shit. Well, I seen it, heard about these gas prices, man, so I seen it supposed to go up to $6, $5 or $6. I like shit. I know what I'm doing this year. Sitting my ass
what
on the couch. I ain't doing shit.
Hey.
I ain't got time, man.
Hey, you better invest in a bike.
Yeah. Get a little
stay healthy.
Be fit as a damn fool, boy.
Better have that bike in a special place. One time my shit got stolen, boy.
That's how crazy gas
motherfuckers think it's wrong if you put them down in the wrong spot.
That's why you supposed to take the front tire for it, man. Check that front tire.
No,
man.
It's supposed to keep it a little loose. Just don't jump no bump too hard, man. It might fall off.
You got to walk around with that lock. Chain it up to something.
Shit, motherfucker, that lock these days, man. You got to cement that motherfucker to the ground these days. They got so much shit these days, man. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense, man.
This kind of about on the same thing, but like the nigga name, man, them niggas when Buddy brought the pistol on the plant, they hell you gonna do some shit like that after 9/11, bro? Yeah,
what he do?
You talk about Strap from Travis Porter?
Yeah, that's some crazy.
Yeah, that's some dumb shit, man. Smack that motherfucker for me. Don't get me wrong, I ain't got no hate, man. I ain't got nothing towards Buddy, but that shit was stupid.
I know, man.
Yo, do not, you know, like that,
hey,
man.
I feel like Mr. Webb.
Run with it.
Like
Sprout.
Mr. T said, I don't pity the fool, man.
Oh, pity the fool neither. It was your damn decision. But, you know, these days, man, everybody got to have a little rap sheet, man. Everybody got to have a rap sheet. Shit, my rap sheet, I look at these gas prices, man. Hell, they keep going up. I'm going to have a rap sheet. I'm going to have a mean one. I'm going to have to survive one way or another. Shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
2013, they're going to fuck around and come out with it. What are they going to do when they come out with a damn, something like the Jetsons or something, man?
Like the Jets?
We will. You know the Jets. Y'all got little. Be riding that little thing around. Technology getting stupid, man. Hey.
No,
you never know,
by,
man.
I guarantee by 2020 they'll have something like that, man.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
Y'all
hey,
seen
man,
that
fool.
Movie? Y'all, huh?
Go ahead.
Now, I was about to say, y'all seen that movie in time?
Nah,
I ain't seen that. I want to see it, though.
Hey,
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, hey, they'll make you really get it, because, like, you know how we use money, but they use their time. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, 24 hours to live each day, bro. So, like, say if they want to get gas, it's, like, 4 minutes of their time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. They'll really make you want to hustle, bro.
Man, yeah, you make
that's
shit.
Like
people busy.
So when you run out, when you, yeah, when your time run out, you dead. You feel me? Like that's it. Come on, they them niggas still in time.
I guarantee you one thing. Hey Picasso, I guarantee you one thing. Everybody will have a job then.
Oh yeah.
Who wanna
leave?
Yeah. Well, hey, 18. Tell you something. Anybody call in 718-664-6543. We got a few more minutes. Right now, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and let Night Rock take it away one time for us. We'll be right back. Night Rock.
Like me, I'm questioning the sheep. The devil envy me, cause cause I know my place will never match the G-O-D. I'm born to win, G will make me sin. But when I saw my issues positive wrapped around my head, I'm looking like a hen.
Turn in life, I wear the crown.
Right, so I'ma step into it. Fortune, fame, mad man, he trying to get to it. Money, money, my money is all I'm thinking about. And if you disagree, I ask you what you're thinking about. Cause I'ma stack these chips up like some Legos. I'm headed for my dreams. Tell them adios.
I hold it down. I did life. I wear the crown.
Word.
But the gas price is coming up. Picasso, I gotta get you on there. I'm ready. See how you say it like that, buddy.
Ready!
Say what's up for Picasso?
Ready!
Shit, that was great. That was great. That was great. I like that. I like that. Hey, if y'all want to hear Picasso say, I'm ready. Call in there 718-664-6543. And when you come, if you come in the next few seconds, few minutes we got left, just get on there. He'll do it for you one time. But it is getting about that time. We got about 3 more minutes.
Yeah.
We got about 3 more minutes on the air, something like that. So, hey, you going to do it, you better grow some nuts and do it now, because if not, you won't hear it. That song there was one of them unreleased titles. Yeah, it ain't out right now.
There we go.
What you about to
say? Yeah, I got a shout out for y'all coming to agreement, you know, all y'all out there on internet land, radio land, whatever, that me and TL got an audition for Def Jam, so, you know, show that support, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
hard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Also performing the unreleased track. So, yeah. If you get a chance to hear, you know it's outstanding. But if not, if, damn it, maybe you'll hear through Def Jam. I'll leave it like that.
Yeah,
hold it like that. I appreciate everybody out there showing love, though. I really do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, y'all keep showing us love, man. Keep staying tuned, man, because we back, baby. We ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We like when the people we nag you. We like a flea on dogs. I'm telling you, we here. We're going to irritate the hell out of you. We're going to your skin. Live and direct. Definitely, man. So what y'all can do, though, man, you know what I'm saying? Our next show, man, you can tune into that. You know what I'm saying? We'll let y'all know, keep y'all posted. Shit, just check the Facebooks and the, you know what I'm saying? It's Facebook, ATHEOTMDJ Riders, RYDAZ. Right there, you'll find everything to do with the show, the topic, the next topic after that, whatever you need to know. It's right there, baby, right there. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Maniac the Rapper. TL, what's your Twitter?
Thank you.
T Laquan,
that's capital T L E K W O N at Twitter.
Definitely, Madman the Rapper.
Yeah, of
Picasso.
Yeah, I'm still working on that, bro.
Yeah, I'm over that Twitter. Anyway, man, it's been great. It's been great, man. It's been great.
Yes,
so,
sir, man.
18, let's say goodbyes, man. Catch our next show and make sure you subscribe for a reminder. Get with it or get left behind. Tell a friend to tell a friend. DJ Teen, Let's Face Reality. We out. Gia.
EOTM Radio presents Classic City Records. This is Let's Face Reality, and I am DJ Team, and together we are the A-Team. Get with it or get left behind. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to show your support at EOTMRadio.com.